Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. So, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, great. So, first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Am I a registered voter?
Mm-hmm. Are you registered to vote
yes.
in Kern County?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, so I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the elections for President, U.S. Congress, County Supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? You're going to probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
All right, so thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, would you say you always vote? You vote most of the time, you only vote some of the times, or you don't vote in those races?
I always vote.
Always vote, all right. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going the right direction, or do you think they've gotten off on the wrong track?
Not quite sure.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you just a few names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them, as they're being very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
All right. Kim Salas?
Not sure.
Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
Leticia Perez?
Very unfavorable.
All right. So would you say that Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or a poor job as county supervisor?
Poor job.
Poor job. All right. So overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given the chance?
Someone new should get a chance.
All right. And if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. And if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas and Leticia Perez, for who would you vote for?
Kim Salas.
All right. And how certain are you that you're going to vote for them? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
All right. So could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? And the list goes crime, county taxes, roads and traffic, jobs in the economy, homelessness, housing costs, or climate change?
Homelessness.
Homelessness, all right. So now I'm going to read you just a few short statements about Kim Salas. And for each, if you could please tell me whether this is either a very convincing reason to support them, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing, or this is not at all convincing. And the first one is, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Would you say this is a very convincing reason to support them for county supervisor? Somewhat convincing,
no.
A little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
What was that again? Say that again.
For sure. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transactional housing, and improved job training programs.
I'm not so sure of that either.
All right. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Would you say this is a very convincing reason to support her, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Little convincing.
All right. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Would you say this is
not
a very
so convincing?
All right. So would you say a little convincing or not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
All right. And Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Very little convincing.
All right. A little convincing. So after hearing all this information, for who would you vote for if elections for county supervisor were held today? For Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Salas.
Salas? All right. So now I'm going to read you just a few statements. It's just three short ones about Leticia Perez. And for each one, if you could please tell me if this raises some very serious doubts, does it raise some serious doubts, does it raise minor doubts, or does this raise no doubts at all? So the first one is, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Would you say this causes you some serious doubts, some very serious doubts, some minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Very serious doubts.
All right. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all the other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
Not too
much. All right, but would you say this raises some serious doubts, some very serious doubts, some minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Very serious doubts.
Very serious, all right. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Would you say this raises some very serious doubts, some serious doubts, some minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Very serious doubts.
Very serious. All right, thank you. So finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, all right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Probably moderate.
Moderate. All right. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
10th grade.
10th grade. All right. So in what year were you born in?
1957.
1957. All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household of any Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, ma'am.
All right. And in terms of race, what do you identify yourself as?
White, Caucasian.
All right, thank you. And finally, just for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Everett.
Everett. All right. Am I right in saying it's spelled E-V-E-R-E-T-T?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey, Everett. So thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
I truly appreciate it. And
hope you
have a great rest of
your
day. No problem.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.